nursing home to visit some elderlies and to share the gospels with them.
那如果你在12月份第二个主日，如果你能够带你的孩子到那边去有一些音乐上面的一些服事的话，我很鼓励你去。
And I would encourage you if you're able to bring your children on the second Sunday of December to visit them and to, perhaps to perform some music. I would greatly encourage you to do so.
那详细的这个过程的话，时间你可以跟这个 郑医师联络。
And for details, you can check with Dr. Chang.
我在两个星期前刚刚从台湾回来，我回去。 台湾呢，探望我父亲呢，大概有10天左右。
2 weeks ago, I just came back from Taiwan, and I was visiting my father for about 10 days.
那在我离开到台湾之前一个月，我接到电话呢，说呢，我父亲他因为中风，他住院。Now,
about a month before I was scheduled to go to Taiwan, I received a phone call saying that my father had had a stroke.
那心，我那时候心里就想说呢，我是不是要改机票，我早点回去。
So I thought, would I have to change my schedule to go back early?
那这个3天之后呢，我父亲呢就已经出院了。And
he was out of the hospital after 3 days.
那结果的话呢，因为中风，轻微的中风，他所以他身体有半边的话呢，手脚就不太听使唤。And
because of the minor stroke, half side of his body was less controlled.
我妹妹她就。 弄了一个折叠式的铁床，她就睡在我父亲的房间里头。And
so my sister got a folding bed and she camped out in my father's bedroom.
目的呢，就是说怕万一，因为我父亲晚上会起来上厕所，所以呢，我妹妹呢就如果说她起来上厕所，就就近照顾，招呼他。So
that if my father had to get up in the middle of the night, she would be able to help him out.
同时呢，如果我父亲他需要爬楼梯、上下楼梯的话呢，就需要有一个人呢在旁边呢看着他，免得呢他跌倒。Or
if my father had to go up or down the stairs, someone could be there to help him out so that he will fall down.
我心里就已经有准备了，我说呢，我回家的话，我可能呢就需要做这些事情。And
so I was preparing myself in my heart that when I go back, I will take over this task.
那我父亲出院之后一个星期呢，他就可以接我的电话，我们就可以交谈。And
1 week after my father was out of the hospital, he was able to talk to me on the phone.
听起来呢还不错。He
sounded pretty good.
因为我很了解我父亲，我怕他呢觉得说呢去做复健很麻烦，因为他可能会觉得很麻烦，他就不去做复健。And
I know my father well, so I was worried that he wouldn't. Bother to go through the rehab.
所以呢，我就鼓励他说呢，嘿，我回去的时候的话呢，你可要都已经恢复正常了。And
so I said to him, by the time I get back, I hope you're back to normal. To encourage him to go through the rehab.
那再过一个礼拜呢，哎，我再问他这个事情复健的怎么样呢，他都不讲了。他就说你回来看就知道了。
And another week passed, and I spoke to him on the phone, and I asked him about the rehab, but he didn't say anything. But he only said, just come back and take a look.
我就不晓得是我鼓励他，还是他鼓励我赶快回去看他。So
I don't know whether I was encouraging him to, or he was encouraging me to go back to visit.
那我回去看，基本上呢，我父亲呢，他恢复到中风前大概有90%的状况。
And so I went back. He had recovered about 90% of the functions prior to the stroke.
我发现这里有一个秘诀，这个当然这个秘诀的话呢，大概就只适用于我父亲他的状况。And
I discovered a secret. Perhaps this was only useful for my father.
我妹妹呢，就让我父亲呢，照样子过日子。And
so my sister would allow my dad to carry on his daily routines.
也就是说呢，一天三餐，我父亲呢要从一楼爬到二楼去吃饭。And
so for the 3 meals, he had to climb from the first floor to the second floor to eat.
当然，因为他的健康，就是说他的情况允还是允许他这样子做。意思就是说呢，我妹妹们没有说呢，哎呀。 可怜他，就送饭呢到他的房间里头。
And of course, his only and when his health condition allowed him to do so, and so my sister, instead of sending the three meals to his room, he was able to climb upstairs to eat.
然后呢，也每天我姐我妹妹呢就带我父亲呢到我姐姐的工厂，到在工厂里头去帮忙。
And every day, my sister would bring my father to my other sister's factory so that he could help out.
所以呢，好像是我听起来好像是我父亲他认为说呢，他是在帮我姐姐工厂的事情。事实上呢，是我姐姐在帮他，让他呢有机会呢动一动。
So for my dad, he thought he was helping out in my sister's factory, but then for my sister, she was really helping him out so he can carry on his daily.Routine.
所以我父亲在帮忙的时候，他手脚动的话呢，就比复健还要管用。
And so he was able to move his hands and his feet, and that to him was a kind of a rehab.
我为这样子的结果，我向神感恩。
And so I thank God for this result.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为呢，我父亲他已经85岁了，而且有三高。这个胆固醇高、血压高、血糖高。
Because my father is already 85 years old, and he has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and high blood sugar.
而且呢，又曾经有发生过心脏病。我对我来讲的话，是随时都是他都有可能是回天家的时候。
And he has had heart attacks, and so I'm prepared that any time he would return to his heavenly home.
那我为什么要感恩呢
？So why am I thankful?
我也可以不感恩啊，对不对？
I don't have to be thankful.
我也可以呢埋怨说呢，或者是忧虑说呢，怎么发生这种事情，怎么让这个事情发生在他的身上。
I could complain and say that why did this happen to him?
但是为什么要感恩
？So why am I thankful? Why do we give thanks?
有两位心理学家呢，他们做了很多有关于这种感恩感激的这个研究报告的研究。
Now, two psychologists conducted a research on gratitude.
那研他们的研究之一的话呢，就是说呢，要求参加研究的人员呢，他们呢，在一个特定的主题当中呢，每一个星期呢，就写一些句子，写一些话下来。
Now, the research involved having people write down certain sentences during the week.
所以呢，有一组人呢，第一组人的话，他们就写下他们所感谢的，在这个一个星期里头呢所发生的事情。
So for the first group, they had to write down sentences for which they are thankful for, during the week.
那第二组呢，他们就写下了就是让他们烦躁或者是呢叫他们不高兴的一些事情。
And for the second group, they had to write down things that irritated them.
那第三组呢，他们呢就写下影响到他们的这些事情，但是呢没有去强调说呢这个是好的或者是坏的。
And for the third group, they had to write down things that affected them with no emphasis on whether it was positive or negative.
十个星期之后，那一些呢经常写下感激的人的话呢，他们是更加的乐观。
And after 10 weeks, those who wrote down things for which they were thankful for became more optimistic.
而且呢，他们对自己的这种生活感觉呢，更加的良好。
And they had a better life.
更出乎意料之外，这些人的话，他们的运动量也比较多一点。
And unexpectedly, they exercise more.
而且比那些呢，专注在那些使人烦恼、使人生气的事情的话呢，他们比那些人还少去看医生。
And they visited doctors less often compared to the group who wrote down things that aggravated them.
所以这是一个研究报告。
So this is a research.Report.
另外一个研究报告的话呢，也是呢，在这一方面呢，是在一个领先的研究者呢，他们测试的400多人。
And there was another research for which they involved over 400 people.
他们呢给这些人呢分组，给他们不同的任务。
And again, different groups of people were assigned different tasks.
然后在测试呢，他做这些任务的话呢，执行这些任务对他们的心情的影响是怎么样
？And they wanted to see how these tasks affected their attitude.
其中有一个任务是这样子，就是呢，写一个感谢的信。
And so one of the tasks were to write down a thank you letter.
这写给呢，就是说以前有人呢对他们很好，对他们很仁慈，对他们很好意，只是呢。 这些领受的人呢，他们没有机会呢，适当的去感谢，适当的去回报。
So they were to write letters to people who have helped them out, but to whom they have not properly thanked.
所以呢，而且这个写信的话，写我之后的话，还包括亲自把信呢送过去。
And not only did they have to write the letter, they had to deliver the letters themselves.
这些人呢，他们的幸福的指数的，马上就升高了。
And what happens is that the happiness points went way up.
而且做这样子一个任务的影响呢，比其他的任务的影响的都还要大。
And this task, this particular task affected them more than all the other tasks.
而且这个任务的话呢，所产生的这个好处益处的话呢，持续的有一个月之久。
And the benefits from this task lasted a month.
当然，我们这里头呢有很多。这个研究学者，我们都知道，像这样子的研究呢，不能证明说呢，这个是什么因果关系。
Now there are many researchers among us, and we know that this cannot prove cause and effect.
但是呢，大部分有关这一方面主题的研究支持的一项论点就是说呢，感激跟个人幸福是有关联的。
But a lot of researchers seem to suggest that.Being thankful and happiness seem to be related.
感激是一个心态。
And so to be thankful is an attitude.
所以呢，因为是一个心态，所以呢，就可以放诸四海，你到不同的地方，都可以，每一个人呢，都可以有这样子的心态。
And so this attitude is applicable worldwide.
但是呢，也不可否认的就是说呢，人呢，很容易到一个状况说呢，我不能感谢了。
And undeniably, it's possible also for people to get to a point where they cannot be thankful any longer.
为什么呢?
And why is that?
因为呢，感激，同样的，感激是一个心态，有些人呢，就把它看成是一个心理作用。
And so, again, being thankful is an attitude, and so some people perhaps think it's purely psychological.
如果没有一个永恒的事实作为感恩的基础跟根据的话，这样子的一个心态随时都会垮下来的。
And so, if you don't have an eternal truth to be the foundation, this kind of attitude can crumble at any moment.
我们星期四就是感恩节。
And so Thursday is Thanksgiving.
今天呢是感恩主日。
And today is our Thanksgiving Sunday.
所以呢，在这一段时间的话呢，可以会有一些聚会，你不管是在家里或者是小组呢，你会有聚会来感激、来感恩。
And then there are going to be many meetings centered on this theme of being thankful.
你们呢会感谢说呢，哎呀，这个孩子呢听话，这个孩子呢这个身体健康，他们学习很好。
Perhaps you're thankful that your children are healthy or they are doing well in school.
也有人会感谢呢，这个啊，父母呢不在身边，但是呢啊，我们的父母呢，尤其是在亚洲的话呢啊，我们感谢说啊，有人在旁边照顾他们很好。
Or maybe we're thankful that even though our parents are not around us, maybe they're back in Asia, but there's always somebody taking care of them.
我们也会感谢说呢，哎呀，生了什么病，然后呢医好了，或者是呢身体健康。我们为这些也会为这些事情感谢。
Or perhaps we're grateful that we have recovered from our diseases, or we have good health.
也会感谢说呢，哎呀，有一个稳定的工作，或者是找到了工作，然后呢，甚至于说呢，在这个经济不景气的时候的话呢，哎，还加薪，还升迁呢。
Or perhaps we have found or we hold a good job, and perhaps we even got promoted in this economic climate.
但是我要让大家思想一件事情。一个信主的跟一个还没信主的，他们所感谢、所感激的东西有没有不同
？So, there's one thing I want you to consider is that is there any difference between a person who doesn't believe in God and a person who believes in God? Is there any difference in how they're being thankful?
那到底什么是那种永恒的事实，可以作为我们感激或者是感恩的一个根据跟基础呢
？And so, what sort of eternal truth can be the foundation of our thankful heart?
我 在讲说永恒事实的话呢，就是不会随着时间减少，也不会随着时间消退，也不会随着时间而改变，这样子的一个永恒的事实。
And this eternal truth does not fade or decrease with time.
有这样永恒事实，才是我们感激感恩能够有凭有据。
And it is based on this eternal truth can we have a foundation to be thankful.
什么样的永恒事实呢？
So what kind of eternal truth?
我们一起来读罗马书第六章三到五节，先跟我一起用中文，然后呢再跟 Larry 用英文读。
Let us read Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, first in Chinese and then in English.
来，中文我们一起来。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Let's read in English. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
然后在第六章第一节先说呢，这样怎么说呢？
Back in the first verse in chapter 6, what shall we say then?
那这句话呢，是在回应第五章二十节，他说，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
This first verse was to, in response to chapter 5, verse 20, where it says, where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
那我再稍微解释一下，在第五章十二到二十一节那里是先提到说呢，律法行律法或者是律法呢，不能使人变好，也就是说你做好事不能使一个人变好人。
And so, let me explain a little bit. Back in chapter 5, it was talking about how the law cannot make a person good. And the same idea that doing good does not make a person good.
所以回应第五章二十节，第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
So in verse 1, then we see that what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
不是说呢，保罗他对这一件事情的立场呢，他不坚定，不稳固。
Not that Paul is unsure of his position on this matter.
而是呢，他是在反问这些读者，他们是不是他们要思想到底神的恩典真理是什么？
But rather, he wants the reader to think about the truth of God's grace.
保罗认为有这样子的想法的话呢，是不可思议的。所以六章第二节他说呢，断乎不可。
And so in verse 2, it says, by no means. In other words, this is not possible.
也就是说在逻辑上面是不可能的。
It's an impossible thing.
所以在六章第二节他又继续反问说呢，我们在罪上死了的人，这是指谁啊？
And so he asked again to those who we die to sin, who does he refer to?
在罪上死的人是指我们这些信耶稣的人。
Those who have died to sin are those who believe in Jesus Christ.
我们在罪上死的人，岂可能在罪中活着呢？
We who have died to sin, how can we live in it any longer?
可不可能能在罪中活着？
Now, is it possible to still live in sin?
不可能的。
It's not possible.
不可能的。我不晓得有多少时候，我们有多少人想过这样子的一个问题。
And so I don't know how often or how many of us have considered this.
那在罪上死的是怎么样发生的呢？
So what does it mean to die to sin?
第三节第四节他说岂不知，也就是说呢，难道你们忘记的吗？表示说呢，你们是知道的。
And so in verse 3 and 4, he started with, or don't you know? In other words, have you forgotten? And which means that you already know.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗? 所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬。
And so in verses 3 and 4, it says, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death.
这里想到受洗归入，或者是说呢，凭借着洗礼归入死， 不是在讲洗礼， 不是在讲浸水礼。
And so here, it's where it talks about baptism into death. It doesn't mean the baptism by water.
我们今天是有这个洗礼的这个是安排有洗礼，但是呢，我们有弟兄姐妹还没预备好，有几个人跟我讲说呢，他们在四月份复活节的时候会接受洗礼。
Now we were going to have a baptism today, but a couple of brothers and sisters didn't feel they were ready, so maybe they'll do it in April around Easter.
我们呢继续把他们放在祷告里头。
And so we'll continue to pray for them.
那使徒保罗他用这样子的字，他是要在我们的脑海里产生一个怎么样的图像呢？
So what kind of picture does Paul want to paint in our mind with this?
你知道，浸到水里，就好像那个埋葬到土里头一样，是代表死亡埋葬。
So when we're baptized into the water, it symbolizes being buried after death.
人悔改信主，就与耶稣基督一同死。
So when a person repents and believes in Jesus, he literally dies with Christ.
那受洗归入他的死是什么意思呢？
And so what does it mean to be baptized into his death?
也就是说呢，耶稣他那个死的那个属性呢，就变成我们的属性。
It means that the characteristic of Christ's death becomes our characteristic.
因此呢，第二节才能够说，第二节才能够说我们在罪上死了的人。And
that's why he can say in verse 2 that we have died to sin.
也就是说呢，我们对罪呢没有反应了。In
other words, we no longer react to sin.
而且呢，对罪呢对我们呢没有权柄了。And
sin has no authority over us.
我们悔改。 我们信耶稣的时候，就与耶稣基督一同死，这是圣灵的工作。And
so when we repent, when we believe in Christ, we died with Christ, and it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说呢，我没有办法去用科学的方式呢，去给你证明，去给大家解释。In
other words, I cannot prove it scientifically or explain to you scientifically how this works.
然后接着在第四节，他说呢，和他一同埋葬。
And so in verse 4, it says, we were buried with him.
是在什么样的情况我们埋葬一个人?
So when do we bury a person?
这个人死了嘛? 如果人还没死，你埋葬他就是活埋，对不对?
Of course, after the person has died, you wouldn't bury a person who's still alive, would you?
所以呢，归入他的死和他一同埋葬，就表示说呢，已经死透了。
And so to be buried with him means that we have died completely.
所以现在我想我们都有一个问题，保罗是在讲我们这个肉身的生命吗？
So we have a sometimes think about this question: Is Paul talking about our fleshly body?
肯定不是，因为呢，你我们在信主的时候的话呢，我们这个外观的话呢是活生生的，我们的这肉体呢是没有变的。So
of course not. When we believe in Christ, we are still alive in our flesh.
所以呢，如果不是这个肉身的生命的话呢，那又是什么呢？So
if he's not talking about our physical body, what is he talking about?
根据圣经的教导，这是在讲一个灵的生命，也就是说呢，人。 有肉身的生命，也有里头有一个灵的生命。So
according to what the Bible teaches, a person has a physical body and also has a spiritual life.
里面那个看不见的灵控制着这个外面看得见的肉身。
And the invisible spirit within us controls our physical body externally.
这个就好像这个手套是可以看得到的。
So it's kind of like this glove.
那我的手呢，放在手套里头的话，你看不到我的手。
So if I put my hand in there, you can't see my hand.
但是呢，我的手呢，会控制这个手套。
But my hand can still control the glove.
可以打他。
I can punch somebody.
我可以呢，也鼓励他。
I can encourage someone.
所以呢，是这个手里头的灵控制着外面的肉身。
So the spirit within controls the physical body externally.
那我们在还没有信主之前，是在一个怎么样的光景当中呢
？So in what kind of situation are we in before we believe in Jesus？
到底我们这个里头这个灵是怎么样来控制我们肉身的情况，是一个怎么样的情景
？Or how does the spirit control our physical body？
以弗所书第二章第二节，他先这么说。
In Ephesians 2:2, it says,
他说那时你们在其中，这其中是指在过犯罪恶当中，行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
It says, in which your transgressions and sins were, you used to live when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
保罗呢，他把自己也包含进去。第三节他说
，And so in verse 3, he included himself.
我们从前也都在他们中间。放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
And so in verse 3, Paul says, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
你有没有看到这两节有没有讲到，有没有用到一些什么作奸犯科的字眼？
So in these two verses, it doesn't specify the particular kinds of actions that people carry out.
他没有写到说你犯了什么法律上不可行的事情。
It doesn't say anything about particular laws that you may have broken.
而是呢，他这里是在指出一个更高的标准。
But here it suggests a higher standard.
也就是说呢，不认为有神存在，或者是不把神当作神看待的。态度或者是还有他的生活方式就是这两节所描写出来的。
So it's talking about a lifestyle or an attitude which does not believe in God or does not recognize the existence of God.
就是还没有信主之前我们的生活就是这个样子。
So this was our life before we believed in God.
但是我们认罪悔改信主之后又发生了什么事情呢？
But when we repent and believe in Christ, what happens?
更重要的是，因为我们外表没改变，更重要的是我们要知道说，这里头这个灵的生命到底发生了怎么样的变化呢？
And so, while we don't change externally, we need to know what happens to the spirit within.
罗马书六章六节，他接着说，我们的旧人，也就是指那个灵，刚才讲的那个灵的生命，我们的旧人。和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And so in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, it says, Our old self was crucified with him, so that our body of sin might be done away with.
所以我们不再做罪的奴仆，就等于刚才我们所说的，我们在罪上死了的人。
And so what it means by saying we should no longer be slaves to sin,it's the same as saying that we have died to sin.
为什么会有这样子的结果呢？
So why then would we reach this kind of a result?
旧人已经死透了。
Because the old person has died completely.
或许我们当中呢，你可能不是太常听到旧人这个词，但是呢，可能你常常听到这个老我这个词。
Perhaps You've heard of different ways of saying this old person, maybe the old self.
我不知道有没有听过老我的，有没有听过这样子词的，请举手。
So in Chinese, there are two different ways of saying this, referring to this old self.
有你会听到有人讲说，哎呀，我这个老我呢，又在我里头作怪了。
Perhaps you hear people say, oh, this old self is acting up again.
这是不合圣经的教导，这不合逻辑的。
And it, this sort of saying is illogical.
因为呢，老我或者是这个旧人已经死透了。
Because this old self has died completely.
已经埋葬了。
Has been buried.
因此呢，我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
And so we're no longer slaves to sin.
所以是在这样子一个永恒事实之下，六章十二节。
And this is the eternal truth.
六章十二节，不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Verse 12 it says, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
你有没有看到他这里用了动词，就不要容？这个容的意思就是说呢，是你的意愿的问题，不是能力的问题。能力已经在那里了。
And so here it says, do not let or do not allow. In other words, it's a matter of the will.
你我信主的，我们不同意的话，我们不同意罪在我们身上作王的话呢，罪就管辖不了你跟我。
And so those who have believed in Christ, if we do not allow sin to take control over us, sin has no place in our lives.
为什么
？Why？
因为呢，罪旧人已经死透了。
And because our old self has died completely.
不再做罪的奴仆，在罪上是死了的人。
And so we have died to sin. We're no longer slaves to sin.
不仅仅如此，我们看看第四节还没有讲完。第四节呢，他那里出现了死跟埋葬。
And so in verse 4, it talks about death and being buried.
死人埋葬是什么意思
？So to die and to be buried, what does that mean?
从字面的意思，或者是从世人的理解的话呢，就是呢，就是一个结束了。
So a common understanding is that it's an end.
但是呢，如果是与耶稣同死同埋葬，不是个结束，是有一个目的的。
But to die and to be buried with Christ is not does not mean the end, but there is a purpose.
六章四节下半段他怎么说？原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And so the second half in verse 4 it says, so that we too may live a new life, as we are raised with Christ.
所以呢，有新生的样式是我们跟耶稣同死同埋葬的目的。
And so this is the purpose, that we too may live a new life.
当然，讲到目的的话呢，也就表示说呢，不一定呢，马上呢就达到了。
And so, to say that this is a goal doesn't mean that we attain it, right away.
这当中呢，我们的观念的话呢，是可能有一些过程，需要一点时间。
So perhaps it's a process that takes time.
也意思就是说呢，有新生的样式呢，不是马上呢就彰显出来，也不是呢说呢持续的彰显出来。
And so that it doesn't mean that we can instantaneously attain this new life.
但是毫无疑问的，这里已经讲到说呢，旧人已经死透了。
But without question, it says here the old person has died completely.
而且呢，相对于旧人，那个新人，那个新造的人已经诞生了。
And so as the old person has died, the new person has been born.
如果我们从那个比较大的一个角度来看，那这个新人是怎么诞生的呢
？And so to look at it from a greater perspective, how is this person born?
就像第四节他所说的是那个父神叫基督从死里复活，那个大能诞生了新人。
It's through this power, this glory that through which Christ was raised from the dead that the new person is born.
当然，我们如果讲到死里复活的话呢，就会联系到说呢，是因为耶稣基督他是无罪的，代替有罪的。
And to talk about resurrection, we need to remember that Christ, who was no sin, died in our place.
而且呢，他承担罪的刑罚呢，他被钉死在呢十字架上死。
And he was punished for our sin when he died on the cross.
为什么父神有这样子的计划，有这样子的安排，而且呢，成就这样子的事情？他的目的是什么呢
？And you know why is what is God accomplishing through all of this?
叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we too may live a new life.
这里强调的是那种新生命的一个彰显。
And this is sort of a manifestation of the new life.
也就是说呢，这个新人有这个新人的话，我们可以过一个新的生活方式。
In other words, this new person can live a new life with a new lifestyle.
而且这样子的生活呢，就是一个脱离世界捆绑的生活。
And it can this kind of life can escape the bondage of the world.
而且呢，是能够见证耶稣基督的福音。
And it's a life that can witness the gospel of Jesus Christ.
同时有这样子一个新生命的彰显的，有这样子新生的样式的话，也是持续的在彰显。父的荣耀。
And through this, we continue to reveal God's glory.
我们可能会问说，我这个新生的样式，跟一定会彰显父的荣耀吗？
So perhaps you might ask, would my new life necessarily reveal God's glory?
加拉太书二章二十节怎么说？
What does it say in Galatians 2:20?
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这个新人，这个新造的人已经诞生了。
So the new person has already been born.
这个新人的话呢，是基督的生命在里头，就是基督的生命。
And this new person has the life of Christ. Christ lives within.
这也就解答了我们对马太福音第七章二十二节、二十三节的疑问。
And so this also answers a question that was raised in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22.
那时候呢，耶稣他在马太福音第七章二十二节他说呢，当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
There it says, many of will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
我们看看这样写的话呢，就觉得说，哎呀，他们是不是很努力的在服事，而且呢，好像他们的服事呢很有果效，是不是很属灵？
When we see this, perhaps we come to a conclusion that these people are serving God fervently.
耶稣怎么回答他们
？But how did Jesus answer them?
二十三节
，verse 23，
里头说呢，我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人。离开我去吧。
He says, "Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers."
耶稣是不是很严厉啊
？Now is Jesus being overly stern?
那大的问题出在哪里呢
？Where is the problem?
回到七章二十一节。
We go back to verse 21.
耶稣说呢，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."
也就是这些人，或者是你我，我们的行为表现跟遵行天父的旨意是两回事。
So it means these people, including you and I, what we do and whether we obey God's will, there are two different matters.
意思就是说呢，神不是看我们外表的行为，而是看什么呢？
In other words, God does not look at our external acts.
他看的是罗马书六章四节，
rather,
一举一动有新生的样式。
But rather that he looks at our lives, whether we have a new life or not.
意思就是说呢，我们的行为，我们在做神交代我们的事情的时候，我们是凭着我们的肉体在做呢，还是呢，我们是凭着这个新人的生命在做？
So when we carry out God's work, do we do it through our physical body only, or do we do this as a result of our new life?
是两件完全不一样的事情。
These are two different matters.
所以如果我们要活出新造的人，那肯定我们在认知上，我们需要先确信新人已经诞生了。
And so in order to carry out God's work, we need to be convinced that the new person has already been born.
那大家也可能会问说呢，那到底这个基督的新生命，这样子的新生活，它的能力来源是来自于哪里呢？
And so where is the source of power of this new life, you may ask?
还是在第四节他说呢，是跟基督复活的能力是相同的来源，也就是呢，那父神的大能。
And it comes from the same source through which Christ was raised from the dead, the glory of the Father.
我不晓得大家已经是不是看到说呢，与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活是一个信息。
I don't know if you realize that this is one message to die and to be buried with Christ and to be raised with him.
我们没有办法把它分开来，来个别的让它独立的存在。
This is one message that cannot be separated.
这个就是第五节所要强调的。第五节他说呢，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So this is what verse 5 says. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
时间过得很快。
Now time flies.
杰尼跟我呢，我们都觉得好像呢。 好像还不到感恩节，好像还不到圣诞节的时候。
And Jenny and I feel, you know, it doesn't really feel like Thanksgiving or even Christmas yet.
但是呢，我们的感觉呢，不能去证实这个实际的状况，或者是真理。
But how we feel cannot deny the truth.
因为呢，星期四就已经是感恩节了，而且再过一个月呢，就是圣诞节了。
Because Thursday is Thanksgiving, and in about a month, Christmas will be here.
同样的，与耶稣基督同死同埋葬，就必与耶稣基督同复活，不会因为我们感觉不到就不存在了。
And so, to die and to be buried with Christ, is followed with being raised with Christ, and it does not change depending on how we feel.
换个角度来看。
To look at this from a different perspective.
如果我们明白，我们真明白耶稣基督他道成肉身，而且呢，在十字架上成就了神拯救人类的恩典。
If we really understand what Christ has accomplished on the cross when he the Word became flesh and died in our place.
然后呢，我们跟神的儿女呢，我们一起在一起呢来数算感谢神的恩典，并且呢来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
And together with God's children, that we give him thanks and to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
我们有这样子出自内心的这样子的感恩庆祝，有这样子感觉呢，事实上呢，是证实的，证实了我们呢对真理、对实际状况的一个认识跟明白。
And this reveals our understanding when we celebrate and when we give thanks in this manner.
同样的，如果我们已经明白救人。
So in the same way, if we understand that our old person has died completely, we will not have the old self.
而且呢，我们呢知道说呢自己是一个新造的，因为呢神的话已经说我们这新人已经诞生了。And
consequently, we know that we are a new creation. The new person has already been born.
因着明白这些，而以至于我们有那一种脱离掉罪捆绑的感觉，那就表示说呢，我们对这个经文，我们真的是明白了。
And with this understanding, if we know and feel that we have been separated from sin, that means we really do understand this verse.
因着相信神，旧人已经死了，新人诞生了，这样子的转变才是真实的。
And through our faith in God. That our old person has died and our new life has been born. This transformation is the reality. How then shall we respond?
我们呢，就是靠着这样子一个新造的人，这样子的事实，这样子一个恩典来过日子。
That we live based on this fact that we have been saved by grace.
你有没有想过？ 为什么我们信主之后呢？神为什么不直接把我们接回天家，还把我们留在这地上呢？
Have you ever wondered why doesn't God just take us back to heaven after we believed in him.
神给我们每一个人有相同的使命跟任务。
God has given us the same task and same mission.
就是让你我我们这些信耶稣的人，我们把这样子一个新人的生命给活出来。
Is that we would live out this new life.
你有什么职业，你住在哪里，或者是呢，你做什么事情，都不是最重要的。
And then what occupation you have, or where do you live, or what do you do, doesn't really matter.
这些呢都是你我活出新人的所在的一个环境。
This is all the environment within which we carry on this new life.
一举一动有新生的样子。
And so we live a new life.
能够是一个脱离世界捆绑的生活。
That we are no longer under the bondage of this world.
为这样子一个新造的人，我们来感恩。
That we give thanks because we have been given a new life.
这个呢是一个永恒的事实。
This is the eternal truth.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，父神，我们献上我们的感谢，因为知道说我们没有办法做到任何这些事情，乃是你自己的恩典在基督里叫我们能够来领受这样子的一个新的生命，一个新造的人。我们献上我们的感谢，也求你帮助我们的每一位，叫我们能够明白，而且我们能够活出来。这样祷告祈求感恩，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。